Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to a very special edition of Full Transparency with Soph and Martin Gav, where Gav is actually here. Okay, Gav, can you say something?
Hey, guys. It's been a while, but I'm back.
Yeah, he's back. Well, he's not back. He's still over in London, but this time our Gavin correspondent, Marta, is over in London as well. Marta, can you say hello?
Hello.
Hello. I'm testing you guys, making sure I can hear you.
All right.
Good, good.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's working perfect. It's working beautifully. So, and then also on the horn, we have Eric. Eric, can you say hello too?
Hello.
We're doing a little mic check. So Eric has been our little fill-in for Gavin all semester. And now he...
Whoa. More than a... More of a spiritual successor.
Yeah, a spiritual successor, perhaps a love interest. Time is to tell. So,
perhaps.
We've got quite the episode of Full Transparency today. Eric, I need you to get closer to the mic there, bud.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's good. That's better. So, Eric, you kind of came up with the topic for today. But first, before I have you introduce that, I need to catch up with Gav. So, Gav, will you tell the listeners what you've been up to these past 2 months?
Well, I've been slicking it with the city slickers of London as of late, and kind of figuring out, you know, how to exist in a world where they drive on the left side of the road.
Whoa, your world was turned upside down.
Oh, it was flipped horizontally, you might add.
Yeah, you're not quite in Australia. Not this semester. Maybe next year.
Hopefully, if the money's tighter than maybe.
Yeah.
Not. But it's been good. My British accent hasn't really come in like I thought it was going to.
Well,
I didn't end up interacting with as many Brits. They're kind of cold people, so they're a little hard to get into, you know.
Well, I certainly hope no one was mean to you.
Oh, they were.
Oh no.
Some of my professors won't name names, but they were real meanie pantses.
You know, I don't think any of your professors over in your school in London are listening to WFMP 88.7 The Edge.
Well, I gave them all the links, so...
Oh, man. No one's safe.
I sent them the link and my phone number.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because Gavin likes to give out his phone number on air.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
It's been a while, but...
Eric,
I'll give out my British number today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, Eric, why don't you go ahead and introduce the topic for today's show and explain your thematic reasoning?
Sure. So, I was thinking today because I was watching a video about ancient Egypt whilst thinking of the topic, and I realized all of a sudden, wait, Gavin and Marta are in England right now. It's almost as if they're on a separate adventure, like what happens in Scooby-Doo when they go to Egypt.
This
movie,
is so
right?
Smart. I love this.
Right?
Amazing.
I love this reasoning. So it's actually perfect. So,
thank you.
So, what kind of topic did you generate for us based on this experience?
I would love to have a conversation about media, like that movie.
Uh-huh.
Where the main characters travel to a different new location.
Okay.
And that's like the plot.
That's the entire plot of the movie?
Mm.
Yes.
Interesting. So the location switch has to be a big plot point.
Correct. That's what I would like, because there's so many movies about that.
Castaway?
That would be one. Castaway is definitely applicable to this category. I think so, yes.
I'd say so.
I would like to propose that there's several different location switches in Shrek 2001. Now,
good movie.
Also Shrek 2, where they go to far, far away.
Yes.
Or whatever.
So the Shrek 1, of course, starts with all the fairy tale characters getting put onto Shrek Swamp. So they're displaced, they're refugees, if you will. And so that's the first location change. The kid got kicked out of Duloc. And then went to the swamp. And then it turns into Shrek going to Duloc to try to get them out of his swamp. And then it ends up on him going to this adventure in a tower, and like he has to slay a dragon and everything. That's quite a few location changes, and the location is very purposeful because he's a homebody. He really values his personal time and personal space.
Yeah, now that I think about it, a lot of the Shrek movie is just traveling.
Yeah, and then in the Shrek the musical, they have a song about traveling. What did you say, Gavin?
I said, I hope he's got his visa.
Yes, I hope so as well. And then I was just talking.
That's very true.
Well, what else do you guys have in mind?
Well, I'm still thinking about that Scooby-Doo episode.
Uh-huh, so where they go to Egypt.
Or the movie, because it's a crazy movie, because in the Egypt one, magic is just real all of a sudden.
Yeah. Of course.
But normally it's like some guy in like a mask.
The Pharaoh's curse. That's interesting.
Is that it's just always some guy?
Yeah, but in the movie it's like real ghosts.
Huh.
Sorry. Continue with the
Do they get real scared?
I'd say at least a little bit. I mean, Scooby and Shaggy get scared, of course.
They're always scaredy cats.
But my little cousin Noah. Uh-huh. Ooh, whoops. I mean, Bill.
Uh-huh.
He's like obsessed with Scooby-Doo. And he knows all about the different lore.
Yes, it is.
He's way behind, I think.
Are you guys behind us?
I don't know.
Eric, are you behind? Eric, he left.
Oh. Eric, I think left. He was so behind that he had to leave.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, I'm caught up to speed with you guys. I'm right there with you. Now, my sister has texted into the show. This is, you know, to fill in the gap that Eric has left. Oh, he's back. How's that? You back up to speed, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, my sister just texted in saying, you better mention Homeward Bound. And did I or did I not say Homeward Bound when I was out in the hallway?
You did.
Ten mere minutes ago. What y'all know about Excellent. Homeward Bound? When's the last time you saw that one?
What is that movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen that movie.
No. You're lying.
No. Hey, my hand is on my chest and I'm looking at the sky.
That's incorrect.
Okay, so... Well, I would be able to see Gavin if Marty moved the camera. We can fact check him right
now.
It's
on his leg.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay, he's right.
You
guys have never seen Homeward Bound. I have some pictures pulled up. It's about two dogs and a cat who get lost. And then they have an incredible journey back home.
Can we see these pictures?
Yes.
Yes, I
have. Was it live action?
Yeah, with the dogs and the little kitty cat. And the kitty cat's, like, sassy. And then one of the dogs is voiced by Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
I love him.
Great movie.
And they have Homeward Bound 2. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're in San Francisco.
Well, you know what?
Epic.
Back to the Future's a pretty big change of scenery.
You're so right, Gavin. And I know that my sister's freaking out because Back to the Future mentioned and all that, but that's very true.
Is it really traveling to a new place?
Yes.
It's just a different time.
Traveling through time. Duh.
But, like, it's the same place.
What? Yeah, but everything's different.
True.
It's like it's all different people. Like if you lived in the same house your entire life and then all of a sudden everyone in your family changed, would you be like, this is my home?
So true. And then what about Back to the Future 2 and 3 where they jump to 2015 or back when they go back to 1885 and it's like the Old West? Sure, that's the site of 1985 Hill Valley, California, but that's sure not the same place.
True.
But it's just a different time.
Hey, you're the one who brought this up. I thought you were fighting for this being a different...
I switched sides halfway through.
Oh, man. Okay. Gavin, you're a traitor.
I'm just kidding. I'm back with you.
Yes. Now...
No, but then Delaney says Gavin's correct. About... Mm-hmm. You're correct about it being different. You cannot say that 1950s America is the same as 1980s America or 2015 America.
I'm saying it's the same location, not the same, like, overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like that, but except there with all the racists. Taylor Swift mentioned.
Taylor Swift mentioned.
Yes, very true.
I would go to the 1830s without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid.
What do you think of the new Taylor Swift album, guys?
Whoa, that's a different topic for a different show.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm getting off topic.
It's just like when Gavin was always here.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I think that we could spend a whole show talking about that. So that's a topic. And then my sister proposes a very good question. She says, "As a journey, not about change."
But was the original prompt about a journey, or was it just about traveling to a new location?
Oh, that's true. Maybe she didn't hear the prompt because we are talking about travel specifically.
Yes.
So I don't think Back to the Future counts because it's the same location.
But it's time travel.
No, but...
But...
Why?
Different location.
Okay, so you're going to be like, if we go all the way back to the Jurassic period...
Uh-huh.
And we're sitting in the same spot.
It's the same location.
You're going to be like, it's the same location. That doesn't change your life at all.
No, I'm not saying it won't change your life. I'm just saying that, like, it's not what we were originally going based on. Based on wording that Eric gave us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could you rephrase it for us?
Yes, so...
Exactly how you said it.
I was thinking of specific traveling to different locations because of the Scooby-Doo Egypt movie, but also Teen Titans go to Tokyo.
See? Different locations.
A lot like Cars.
What an excellent movie. Cars is also about traveling and where they go is a
fox. Do they ever stop traveling?
In Cars?
Yeah.
No, Cars drive.
No, but is that not a mode of travel?
It is. That's their version of walking, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think, how fast do you think they have to be going until it is considered a run?
Oh, that's so true.
55 miles an hour.
Pretty
55,
fast.
55, you would say?
I would
that's
argue.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah. No, because these are race cars, though. They go even faster.
No, but not everybody in the...
I guess it depends on who you are.
I think
that's true.
It like a town speed limit.
A town speed limit? So I would say like 30 is kind of walking. And
it
then
has
like,
to be a town speed limit.
And then like
I'm gonna look up what's the 50
is running.
What's the speed limit in Radiator Springs? Pipe in. Tune in if you know the answer.
Oh, that's perfect, actually.
Yes, it is.
But will the speed limit really be walking?
Oh, in the Pixar movie Cars, the speed limit is in Radiator Springs is 25 miles per hour, and cars that exceed this limit are sent to the Radiator Springs Municipal Impound with a parking boot.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty
That's
serious.
Harsh.
That's a pretty serious penalty, I know. So is Radiator Springs canonically in California?
I thought it was in Colorado.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
It may well be.
Yeah.
In the movie Cars 3, they go, the maximum speed is almost 300 miles per hour, I'm pretty sure. It's very,
holy
very
cow.
Fast. And then the new model cars go even faster.
Uh-huh.
And when McQueen tries to keep up, he starts dozing out.
Uh-huh.
If you were running too hard.
Are you reading a synopsis? Of the
no, this is off the top
right
of my head.
This is very good. This sounds official.
He's got this in the back.
I do like cars.
I mean, everybody's always running through the, you know, the plot of Cars in the back of their mind at least a little bit.
So if
of course,
if 25 miles an hour is the speed limit, they can't go faster than that, and he goes up to 300 miles per hour. That's 12 times.
Yes.
How many boots is that, am I right?
How many boots, yeah. That's three boots. Three boots per tire. He's getting impounded.
Yes.
Well, now, but when he's going 300, that's within the realm
of like,
the sport.
Yeah.
You're not going to get mad at like a soccer player for scoring a goal.
I guess that's
right.
True. Where do they go in cars?
Make
do
away.
They go to Tokyo?
No, but would that be considered a run? Because it's like...
Titans go to Tokyo. Is because... Yes, they actually also go overseas in Cars 2.
So how do they do that? Or do they go in a ferry, or do they go in one of the planes?
I'm pretty sure they go on a boat.
I think it's a similar. Boat.
Does the boat have a face?
Yeah, is the boat, sentient? Awesome?
I gotta look this up.
The planes do.
Because if planes are, wouldn't you think everything is?
Well, they made a movie called Planes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was about like this one, I didn't watch it, but I saw the ad for it, and it was about this one plane that's like crop dusting everybody, right?
Someone from the Copypasta Reddit subreddit says that the ship was most likely domesticated by the cars, allowing them to travel the seas and kill all the Native Americans. Another example.
What?
Planes.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'm reading the right thing.
Yes. I must interject for a moment.
Wait, because the cows are also a vehicle.
Yes, but I must also interject that in the movie Planes, it is implied that there was a Cars World War II.
I see.
Yeah.
Therefore, the similarity between the history of the Cars universe and the history of the human world may indeed be very close to one another.
Wait. So... Never mind.
This is wild.
I gotta look this up because the I don't know if this is.
I wonder what Cars 9/11 was like.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, there are planes in the Cars universe.
Is this like a parking garage?
Now, let's continue.
Okay,
so
I'm looking into the boats. I'm looking into the boats lore.
Yeah, that was a little far.
Well, thank you, Copypasta. r/Copypasta.
Excellent.
Never leads you to good places.
Excellent.
But we have simply 2 minutes before we take our little break, so does anyone have another movie that comes to mind?
Well, there's Home. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yes. So Home with the little Sheldon alien.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Rihanna.
I would count that one, personally.
I would, too.
Yeah, I would count it. There goes.
What's Rihanna?
That's the
are we?
She's the actress who's the voice. She's like the voice actress for the main girl.
Yes,
yeah. Rihanna,
and she's also Rihanna.
Space travel.
Yeah, now space travel is sort of in a similar vein to time travel to me, because if we're talking about the journey of time travel, you go across the space time continuum, right?
Yes,
and then I think that. Space is also, I think that the travel is there, but a different place. I mean, if you think of the grand scheme of things. What, Marta?
I mean, it's a different place. It's not like you're staying in one place.
I see.
True. Though you can also argue that the journey to a different planet usually is not, if we're talking about going from point A to point B, like on an adventure, it wouldn't apply, but I think that in a movie like Teen Titans Go to Tokyo, they get to Tokyo and the adventure starts. So I think
I see.
In a similar vein, The Martian would be a movie about travel.
Or I Raise You, Smiling Friends, Go to Brazil.
Excellent episode. Very funny.
Gavin, have you seen that one?
I've actually never watched Smiling Friends.
You must.
Clips.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Eric is right. You must.
I didn't like it all that much.
No, it wasn't really Marta's jam.
No.
But we gotta take a quick...
Not her jelly?
Not your jelly. So we gotta take a quick little break here, and then we're gonna be right back with Full Transparency with Soph and Martin, Gavin, Eric. Yay! Everyone say yay!
Yay!
Yippee!
Woohoo! All right!
What is it?
I got into state!
Yes! What's the other letter?
Oh, no!
If you're a young man and fail to register with Selective Service within 30 days of your 18th birthday, you will not be eligible for financial aid.
No.
To register, visit sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick, it's easy, and it's the law.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us, if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Full Transparency with Soph and Martin Gav, who are overseas in London, and then Eric is here as well. Everyone say hello.
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 Hello. Okay.
We're back.
We're all back. We're all back. So if you were just joining us here on WFNP 88.7 The Edge, we were talking about media where the main character travels somewhere, because Marta and Gav have done quite a bit of traveling.
Yeah.
I'd say.
I haven't really started yet, but I'm gonna get
you
there.
You sure are gonna.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Excuse me, sorry. Okay, I have a question for you guys.
What's that?
Have you ever seen the TV show Slug Terra?
Yes, I have.
Gavin, we talked about Slug.
I think that is actually a great example of, because like you were talking about with Teen Titans Go, the adventure and show doesn't start until Eli Shane reaches Slug Terra.
So I have a question for you, because I've never seen it. But from your extensive discussion on Slug Terra last semester, I do remember the general plot. So, when they
did, I really talk about it last semester?
Yeah, you did.
It's always on my mind, guys. It's so, always there.
That's your Roman Empire?
Yeah. No, excuse me.
Excellent.
The Slug Terra Empire. So, when they... So, is Slug Terra just, like, under their town?
Yes. Yes.
So, would that be traveling?
I mean, you go deep enough, like...
Now...
But it's not so deep where the main character can't still live a double life.
No. He can't go back to the surface.
Oh no. Was he kidnapped?
I mean, I think he can. I think he can because his dad went back to the surface. But I don't think it's not insanely easy to make it back to the surface.
Uh huh.
Because his dad was down there, and was the Shane of Slug Terra.
Uh huh.
They have a pretty big name, and he after he had already been in Slug Terra, he then went and had a kid on the surface. So
okay.
There must be a way back, but
it's kind of like flying. It just takes
right.
Out of effort.
Interesting.
Now, I was thinking of Journey to the Center of the Earth as a similar example.
Similar to Slug Terra, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the same idea.
The whole plot is their journey and seeing all the different life that was underground.
The Rock is in that movie, right?
One of the newer ones, yes.
In one of the new ones. The old one's better, though, I think.
Of course.
What about...
Most often. Not always. Most often.
What about something like Jumanji?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
No,
different world.
Because things are affecting the place that they live.
Oh, I see.
I'd say it is.
You think it is?
Well, let's
I don't think it quite is, because they're kind of just inside of something that is staying in the same place.
Because they're still in... They're still in their town.
Yeah, they're still in their town, and also, like, it affects their outside life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's coming back to...
Are we talking about the old Jumanji, or are we talking about the new Jumanji?
Either one.
No, because if you're talking about the new Jumanji, it's
remember.
Different.
They go to the forest, right?
Huh?
The game.
And the new one, to the forest in the game, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but it transforms them.
Okay, so that's travel,
yes,
but then the
yes.
other one where, like, all the animals are coming out of it, I don't think that really counts.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Now, I was thinking Coraline, too, as an example where the travel happens in the same location.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because she's still in her house, but it's just an alternate dimension.
Yeah, right. I think alternate dimensions are kind of difficult to deal with.
Yeah. No, I think it's pretty... I feel like it should be pretty plain cut. It's an... Oh, wait,
I mean,
wait.
Yeah, it's just a different... Like,
oh,
like
I get
same,
what you mean
yeah,
now.
It's
yeah,
the same
yeah,
place,
yeah.
But it's different.
I was thinking different dimensions.
It's completely different.
I see.
Right.
Well, I have a couple of examples that I'm getting through from the... My connections back
from
home.
From the ether?
Yes.
Excellent.
From the ether. My mom... Well, if you haven't seen any of these movies, because these are pretty specific favorites of ours, that you won't get it, but Fried Green Tomatoes? Any takers?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. The Other Woman. I know I play that one in the suite. But they...
Yes, you have.
That one, they go on a little, like, vacation to the Bahamas or whatever. And then Sweet Home Alabama. She's like a busy city girl, and then she has to go back to her hometown and tie up some loose ends.
Some loot? She killing people?
No. No, and then
what
mom says... Mom says, Karate Kid 2, Rocky 4. This is a really
a
big
one.
List.
These are great examples.
And then my dad would like to propose Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Now, this is an interesting
Ooh.
One.
Oh, shutting them down there.
Because aren't they just... They're in the backyard, right?
They're just in the yard.
They're just in the yard.
Yes.
they're just messing about in the grass for, like...
Yeah.
The entire
movie. Yeah.
Have we all seen the movie?
What? Honey,
I have, and I've played on the playground.
Yeah, I've also played on the playground.
I have not watched it.
Right, interesting.
All right, hear that, Gary? You got shut down.
I got very sad when I watched that movie because the scene with the scorpions.
Oh yeah.
And the ants was way too realistic for me.
Was it like scary?
It was so sad.
Oh.
Cause.
What do you guys think is better, bugs or ants?
Ants are bugs, but
say,
in general,
ant is bugs.
Oh wait, sorry. I meant the movie Bug Life.
Oh.
Oh. I think A Bug's Life is better, but I personally enjoy Ants more because I saw it way more as a kid.
Well, the
yeah, I think yeah. I saw Ants more as well.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know why.
I don't even know really the plot
they
of Bug's Life.
They eat jelly beans and ants, right?
Isn't the main character of A Bug's Life an ant?
Yes.
It's
now,
the ant, right?
But the main character in
yes.
Ants is a
there's,
kid.
There's an interesting story behind that where the people who were directing the movies had some serious beef, and that was where the split occurred. Right? Between studios. Yes, and Ants came after, but I think that it also appealed to in that way. Like, they put on TV earlier, and they reran it more often. So, for all of us that grew up watching TV shows like that and movies like that, we probably saw it more because they aired it more.
Right. That makes sense to me. All right, we have a little less than a minute left. Ultra speed round. If you guys could travel to anywhere right now, where would you go?
Japan.
I would also like to go to Japan or Germany.
That's a good answer.
Oh, no, I can't pick one.
Or Italy.
I would say Italy right now. And Gavin wants to go to Australia?
Yeah, and Singapore.
Cool. Good
Singapore's
stuff.
Singapore's a
first. Good stuff.
I don't know. I can't pick a new one.
What about Portugal?
Nah, no.
Probably really nice this time of year.
Portugal would be nice, yes. All right. You better make it quick.
Marta chose New Mexico.
That is not what I picked.
Whoa, New Mexico.
Marta has chosen New Mexico.
Come back stateside. Take another super long flight.
No, I didn't pick New Mexico.
Okay, shutting you guys off. Marta, you can yap about it later. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This has been Full Transparency with Soph and Martin Gav. The whole gang was here, reunited. And Eric, of course, thank you for your contributions. But this is our last show for the year. Maybe we'll come back and do a little one off FM, but this is it for the FM. So thank you for listening locally. This has been Full Transparency on WFMP 88.7. Welcome.
Welcome to the groovy train that travels through the psychedelic world spinning around you. This is the Dizzy Express with your host, DJ Dizzy Gears. Here on WFNP The Edge 88.7 FM, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley. Good evening, you're listening to WFNP 88.7 The Edge. I'm DJ Dizzy Gears, and you've hopped on to the Dizzy Express. You're tuned in tonight, for those listening on the 88.7 airwaves, to the very last FM show. For my WFNP.org listeners, don't fret, we've still got a few more to go. Either way, you're listening to a very special edition of the Dizzy Express. We're live with a guest. He was here 1 year ago, and he's remained the only guest to ever join the show. My father, Lenny Nelson. The playlist today was completely curated by him, and he's here to tell us about it. The Dizzy Express embraces the passion for and history of music, so there's no better guest than my father, who has lived through so much of that history. With a lifelong career as a musician, usually as a bassist, spanning over 50 years,